continue Be'ezrat Hashem in Sefer Tomer Dvora. We're in Perek Sheni. We're up to, by me it's Habet. Has it written by you? Hashniya or Hasheni? Hasheni or? Hashniya, right? That's what I think that's where we're up to. Oh, we did Machshavto. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We did Machshavto. So Hashlishit, okay? Okay, see, I didn't. Hashlishit. The third Pe'ula of Keter. So Perek Sheni, the entire Perek Sheni, one of the longest Pekim in the Sefer, is about the Sfira of Keter. So it's all in Keter. Hashlishit. Mitzcho. The Metzach. The Metzach is the forehead. The forehead. We really never give attention to the forehead, you know? We talk about the nose, we talk about the eyes. But the forehead, well, since when is that like a something, you know? Until a person, you know, reaches the age of 80, 90, so then you start noticing his forehead, you know? But the Metzach is a big thing in the Tzurat HaAdam, in the Tzelem Elokim. And here we're going to learn what does the Metzach do? What's the characteristic of Metzach? And we say in the Tefillah, En lanu pe lehashiv, velo metzach leharim rosh. We don't have a mouth to answer, and we don't have a metzach to lift up our head. So the metzach is something. Mitzcho lo yihye bo koshi klal. The forehead, the metzach, should not have any harshness in it at all. Ela idme tamid lemetzach haratzon. The metzach of a person should resemble always the metzach haratzon, the forehead of goodwill. Sheyeratze et hakol, that he should be pleasing and he should be pleased with everyone. So right off the bat we see that metzach has to do with pleasing, with goodwill. He'll explain. Afilu sheimtza b'nei adam ko'asim, even if he finds two people angry at each other, angry at him, yeratzem, he should appease them. He should bring goodwill between them. V'yashkitem birtzono hatov, he should quieten them, he should calm them with his goodwill, with his good ratzon. Sheken metzach haratzon hu tamid rotze umratze hagevurot umetaknam. Because the metzach haratzon, referring to Keter, the metzach haratzon in Shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is always trying to be meratze hagevurot, to appease the midah of gevura, to be mamtik et hagevurot. Umetaknam, and to bring about a tikkun. Afhu, so to we, yeratze hagiborim amitgabrim b'chaasam. He should try to be meratze. That's the word that Chazal use when we're talking about calming a person down, that he shouldn't be angry. Like the famous statement, en meratzim lo la'adam b'sha'at ka'aso. At the time of one's anger, en meratzim lo. That's not the time to give him ratzon. Let him calm down a little bit first. Okay? And we learn it from a pasuk. It says, Pana yelechu v'hanichoti lach. Let me calm down from my anger, and then you could talk to me about I should forgive him, not forgive him. Okay? So you see, leratzot, okay? Also in Pirkei Avot, noach lichos v'noach leratzot. Right? Meaning that he's quick to be angry, but he's also quick to forgive. So, af hu yeratze hagiborim amitgabrim b'chaasam, v'hu yenahalem b'ratzon tov. And he should conduct them, he should lead them with goodwill. V'yishatef sham chokhma gedola. Remember, there's always a connection between Keter and the following sphira, which is chokhma. Just like we saw in the realm of machshava, machshava obviously has to do with chokhma. In Metzach also, you need great chokhmah in order to know how to be mashbit hakas, to quieten the anger and the tempers, שלא יעבור הגבול, so that it should not pass the limit, ויקלקל חס ושלום, and bring about a kilkul. ויעשה דוגמה, so thereby he will be an example, he will be emulating לרצון העליון. די רצון העליון בקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא נמשך מן החוכמה הנפלאה במצחה דעתיקה. The רצון העליון, which is the רצון of Hashem to be ממתיק את הגבורות, is drawn from the חוכמה הנפלאה, the hidden חוכמה of מצחה דעתיקה, which is on the forehead of עתיקה קדישה, which is the highest level of Sefirot. Atika Kadisha is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, we talk about it in a physical way, not to any second think for Chas V'Shalom that there is any kind of physical attribute, but it's just Lesaber Et HaOzen. It's for us just to have a little bit of a picture. Atika Kadisha, you'll find all the time in the Zohar HaKadosh as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ומשם מרצה הכל. From there, רצון comes to everything. וגם יימשך להיות תמיד נוח לבריות. And we should always try to be easy and pleasing to people. שאם מידותיו קשות מצד אחד עם בני אדם, because if a person's מידות, his ways of behaving, is harsh with people, he always goes on one way, שורת הדין, he never goes לפנים משורת הדין, he never gives in, he never forgives. So then, לא יתרצו ממנו, so people don't have a רצון with him, they're not pleased with him. Yeah, he's always right, very nice, but people don't like someone who's always right, who's always correct. People have a special רצון for someone who is willing to go beyond being right. Beyond being correct, lifnim mishurat adin. That's the way to gain the ratzon of people, and that's the idea of the metzach of keter, to be meratze bnei adam. V'ze ta'am ha-mishnah. That's what it means in the mishnah. Kol sheruach ha-biriyot. By the way, keep in mind that word ta'am ha-mishnah. What he means over here by ta'am, it means the meaning of. Keep that in mind. There's a rashash that we're going to learn soon. Veze ta'am ha-mishnah, kol sheruach ha-beriyot nocha emenu, ruach ha-makom nocha emenu. When we see that people are pleased with you, someone who people are pleased with, they like him, then you know there's a good sign that ruach ha-makom nocha emenu. And now we know why. Why is ruach ha-makom nocha emenu? Because that's metzach ha-elyon. That's ratzon ha-elyon. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He wants to be mamtik the gvurot. That's the inyan of metzach. Just to explain what it has to do with metzach, aside from constantly, v'ze'ata pecha, tocha lachem, but metzach is where you could see the goodwill of a person. It's hard to explain, but you know what I mean? You know, when you see a person's eyes, it's not always through the eyes. It's with the squinting of the eyes or with the movement of the metzach, you can either see azut, or you can see ratzon. You know, azut metzach is, we find that, when a person is a chutzpan, so it's written on his forehead. But the opposite also, when a person is giving, when a person is kind, when a person is meratzeh, you also see it on his forehead. So that's why, that's what we learn here in the metzach of Keter.